It's Patriots Monday. The head coach of the Patriots is here, Bill Belichick. How you doing, Bill? Michael Holly and Kirk Minahan. What's going on? Bill, are you there?
Hello.
Oh, okay. Yep. How you doing, Bill?
I'm doing okay. Doing all right. How's it going there?
Oh, going pretty well. We were just talking about this Red Sox trade that's been dominating our thoughts here. But let's talk about the Patriots for a second. You guys made some news today. You signed Aaron Hernandez to a long-term contract. It's probably obvious why you would want to do that, but tell us why you would want to sign Aaron Hernandez to a long-term deal.
Well, you know, Aaron's, you know, he's done a good job for us. He's been a good player and worked hard, improved every year. And, you know, we're able to reach an agreement. So that's the big thing. You know, we've tried with other guys at times. Sometimes it works out. Sometimes it didn't, but it did this time. So, you know, we're happy about it.
You know, you've been around football for a long time, and you've heard many comparisons. This guy reminds me of him. He reminds me of him. Does he remind you of anybody that you have coached, anybody you've coached against or seen as a fan in the NFL?
Well, Aaron's got a good combination of skills. Aaron's very good in the passing game. He's got good size and competes well in a running game. And obviously has good hands and, you know, he's made a lot of key plays for us, you know, like the fourth down play against Dallas last year, so things like that. So he's been a productive player, and he's young, and he's gotten better. He works hard. Hopefully he'll continue to improve.
With Gronkowski and Mayo last year and now with Hernandez, Bill, has there been an organizational shift in some way in getting to agreements with these guys earlier in their careers, or is it just the situation where we've had three guys who we've been able to come to agreement with kind of quicker in the process?
Yeah, I would say the latter. Yeah, we've always been active trying to sign and re-sign players to our roster. Like I said, some of them have worked out, some of them haven't, but these did. So that's good.
Well, what's your plan going to be for your final exhibition game? Is it going to be generally what we've seen in the past? You know, no or limited Tom Brady, no Wes Welker, Hernandez, Gronkowski. Is that the approach to take?
You know, we're going to talk about that later on tonight. We've got got off the field a little while ago here and check in with our trainers and doctors about what, you know, everybody's availability is and just meet as a coaching staff and kind of talk over how we want to handle the playing time Wednesday night. So try to figure that out tonight or maybe early tomorrow morning and then, you know, have our final preparations tomorrow and then head down to Detroit tomorrow, to New York tomorrow afternoon.
You know, Bill, we've talked a lot about the schedule, the preseason schedule. You had a lot of games in a short amount of time, three games in over a week and a half span. Coming toward the end of it, do you think you've gotten a lot out of it? And if so, what have you gotten out of this this compact schedule?
Well, you know, we can't control the schedule, so we just, whatever it is, we just try to make the most out of our opportunities. And I think we had a good week of practice down there in Tampa, and we certainly saw a lot of things from the Bucs that were helpful in terms of our preparation and evaluating our scheme. And they do some things different than we do, and it was good experience for us and good exposure to some. Obviously a different group of players, but also different schemes in all three phases of the game. So that was good for us. The rest of it, it is what it is. Whenever they schedule, we'll be there to play them. So.
Bill, Wes Welker told reporters that he missed the last preseason game with a personal issue, and then when they tried to press him on it, told them to ask you about it. So I guess I'll ask you about it. Is this something that's going to keep him out of this next preseason game, or is it something that may potentially bleed into the opener September 9th?
We'll see how that goes. It's something personal with Wes, so I don't really feel comfortable getting into it. And we'll talk to him and make a decision on that. Again, that's one of the many considerations that we have, and we'll have to evaluate and discuss as we talk about the way we actually are going to play the game against the Giants.
You know, last year with the lockout and the unusual offseason in the NFL, I kept thinking, wow, these rookies, too bad for the rookies or the guys who are first-year players with the Patriots who came from a different system and now have to come here and adjust. It's just an offseason that's tough to adjust to. Have you seen any of those guys who were here last year, rookies or players who were with you for the first time last year, really step up and have their development accelerated because they had a full offseason this year?
Oh, yeah, I think they all have. I think it's been good for all of them. Absolutely.
Is there a guy who stands out more than another one, or anybody who really gets your attention in that category?
I would put them all in that category. I think you pretty much go right down the line with every guy. Malcolm Williams, Sterling Moore, Rozai, Tarpinian, Solder, Cannon, Silvestro, Mallett, Ridley, Vereen, Danny Aiken. I think you can really pretty much go right down the line there. All those guys benefited from an off season in the spring, the OTAs and training camp. With that background, even though they were in training camp last year, this year they're in training camp and they're a lot more experienced than they were last year. So that could help all of them, to the man, sure.
Well, Bill, we're looking forward to real football starting. I know it's good for you guys, the coaches, you know, practices, to be able to evaluate people. But for us as fans, we're looking forward to the start of the season. Thanks for taking the time today, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, sounds good. All right, have a good one.
Thanks, Bill.
Okay. Yeah.